This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 959. IELTS student Harman's tips for excellent essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Harman is a Three Keys student who has lived in the States for a decade. Today, he'll explain why even an advanced English speaker like him needs to work hard for high IELTS scores. Get his tips for ideas, organization, and vocabulary on today's show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, IELTS Energy listeners, we have a special guest today, a Three Keys student who is going to share some writing skills with you guys. So, Three Keys student Harman, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here with you today. And I am getting ready for the IELTS exam, hopefully this year. I'm supposed to be done with it, but and this global pandemic happened everywhere. I guess that's kind of like took a little detour in my plan. So hopefully the centers are opening back up where I live. So hopefully I before the end of this year, I get done with the IELTS exam.
Yes, and just be finished with this darn exam. So I'm sure our listeners can hear that you have a very like native accent. Like your accent is like fully American. So how long have you lived in the States for?
I have been in the States for almost the last decade.
Okay. Well, here's the next question then, Harman. If you have reached such a high level of fluency, you've been working in English, you've been immersed in English for a decade, what made you buy an IELTS preparation course?
That's a really good question, Jessica.
And, thank you.
And you'll be surprised that even the native speakers would I would think they would struggle in this exam. And and it's not just saying a lot of, I have a lot of real examples with my friends. So a lot of my friends, not say a lot of friends, but a few of my friends took this exam and they would get a good score in some of the, like they would get good score in listening or writing or maybe one of the areas, and they would struggle in the other one. And most of them struggle in writing and speaking, they would do it, but listening and reading, that would be hit and miss. Sometimes they get good scores, sometimes they don't. And from their feedback, I thought maybe, you know, they are not doing something right. So I started researching into it and I came across your podcast and I find out, okay, there are some technical things you need to be aware about. It's not like you feel complacent about your fluency and you can go and nail this exam. No, you got to go back to the drawing board. You got to really work hard just like any other student. And you need to have a guidance, somebody guide you to this process.
For sure. I mean, listeners, if you've been a fan of this show for a while, you might have heard a couple near natives that did not get the scores they needed on the exam. And so then they decided to get Three Keys IELTS and then they got the scores they needed because it's not like common sense. This isn't just daily English, right? For speaking and writing, the examiner needs to see really specific things that we don't do in daily life. I mean, going back to writing, I mean, Like, when was the last time you wrote a 4-paragraph academic essay in daily life, right? Even that is like, it's not going to be natural if you want the highest score. So let's talk about writing, actually, Harmon, because that is why you are here. You wrote the best essay last month. So guys, if you are in Three Keys IELTS and you are in our private Facebook group, you can participate for free in our monthly Writing Wizard contest. And Harmon did that and he won. So that's why he's here. Harmon, can you tell us, like, coming from such a high level of English, you can write in English, right? No problem. So tell us, like, what seemed difficult for you when you're tackling IELTS writing? What did you get from the course that maybe you wouldn't have known otherwise?
Yeah, sure. So I can compare my essays I have probably written as a practice before signing up for this course. Mm-hmm. And the biggest mistake I see it is a lot of, like, missed structures in my essays. Like, I would write for, like, the way you do it in a course is you break it down easy in 3 different types of essays, like argument essays, opinion essays, and problem solution. I did not know anything about it. I would just go and just write anything. And that would not get you good scores for sure. I think following your template was a real game changer. And plus the brainstorming. Yeah. I would focus on that, because before that I would spend like 15, 20 minutes just thinking about what should I write.
Oh my gosh.
Following your brainstorming strategies helped me do that process in 5 minutes, because I know that, okay, in this topic, I'm looking for the negatives or the positives of that topic. You know, so I'm really focused on one area of that question, and kind of like one thing leads to another. So that makes it a lot easier than just randomly thinking out loud for a lot of different things at the same time.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, guys, like, I work one-on-one with a lot of students in Three Keys IELTS in the personal coach classes. And that is often what we come back to is the brainstorm, right? Like you, a lot of people, they can write in English. Like, that's not the problem. Vocabulary is not the problem. Grammar is not the problem. It all comes back to ideas and how you are organizing those ideas. And those two things, the organization and the ideas themselves, those come from the brainstorm. Like, you should have this in your head already before you start writing. So it is crazy to me, like, how it's just this initial 5-minute step, this crucial 5 minutes that is the problem for a lot of students. Like, that is what is stopping them from getting that 7 or higher. Because a lot of students are like, oh, it's my vocab. Oh, I have terrible grammar. You guys, that's not always it, you know? The question this month was really fun. The task 2 question for the contest, about necessity being the mother of invention. I love this phrase. What does that phrase mean, Harmon, that necessity is the mother of invention?
I think it means a lot. It means that when you really struggle in anything, you would find a way to get out of yourself, out of that problem. Like, if you're struggling with the IELTS, like me, you know, I was struggling with the IELTS exam and I researched and I find a way and connected with the 3-key system. I think I'm on the right path and hopefully get a good scores out of it. And I think in anything, like, small thing, pandemic is a good example. Like, I even written in my essay.
Yes.
Who would have thought we'd be inventive? Like, masks. How many ways people find to make a mask in their home? That is crazy.
It's true. I remember in the first month of the pandemic, everybody was making their own masks, like watching YouTube videos and stuff. I did the same thing because nobody knew how long this was going to stick around. Nobody knew anything at that time. So I'm like, I'll just make a couple masks. We won't have to wear them for very long. Of course, now I've like bought masks, right? We have like packages of these things, but yeah, so that is a great example. And I was actually going to point out that example from your essay, just to remind students that use reality as much as you can. Talk about current events. Talk about the pandemic. This is tying into so many parts of our daily life, guys. This is like a ready-made example for so many task two questions. And so this idea of like ripping from the headlines, right? Take ideas from what you read in the newspaper that morning. Take an idea from something you heard in a podcast yesterday. Like those are going to be the strongest ideas in your essay. And it'll make your essay stand out because I don't know why, but most students don't do that. Which is a mistake. Okay, so let's talk about vocabulary before we finish up today, because Harmon, that is one major reason that your essay won. The vocabulary impressed me from the start. So do you have any tips about improving vocabulary? And especially keeping in mind students like yourself who already have a high level of English, you can say anything you want in English, but that's not going to be enough for that high vocab score, right? So how do you push yourself to keep learning and using difficult words?
And I would give a credit, half of a credit vocab using my essay back to this system because I use a template. So some of my points have been already coming out of that. Besides that, I would say just back to the basics. Just like you would learning from a scratch. Like you mentioned in your system that in 3K system, I had made my cheat sheet where I would write down all the words I would came across in my day, whether I'm reading something, whether I'm listening to a podcast, whether I'm watching a television, I would pause there. If I don't have a notepad, I would just write it on my cell phone and then later on transfer it to my notebook.
Awesome.
And I've been practicing. Like we all go through at some part of the day where you just pick up your cell phone and just keep scrolling down and down meaninglessly. So yeah, I have.
Oh my gosh, totally. So much wasted time. Oh my gosh.
So much wasted time. So I've been trying to switch that habit by just pick up my notepad and I'm just go through my list of words, you know, that way I'm not focused on like doing that, but I'm just unintentionally kind of like making that round and it doesn't come like every time. And next time I see that word used different way in reading something, I find another way to use it. You know, sometimes every word doesn't fit every place, you know, so you got to really know where you can place that word. The application is important too.
For sure. For sure. And that's another advantage of being in the system. Cause you could ask us in the Facebook group, you're like, am I using this word correctly? Cause you don't always know just by reading the definition on dictionary.com or whatever. Guys, I do recommend also just Googling a word, just see it in context, right? Just write down like three different sentences that you find using this word so you can start to understand the connotation. And that's free, guys. Just Googling the word is free. Okay, awesome. So what I want students to take away from today is the idea that it's always going to take hard work, right? Like, guys, we're listening to someone who has been in the States in an English-speaking environment for a decade and listen to how hard he is still working to get that vocab, to learn how to organize ideas, to try and master these systems of strategies that are going to help on test day. So guys, if you want to check out your options, we have a computer-delivered course, a paper-delivered version. Guys, check it out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And Harmon and I were talking about this before we hit record today. I did recently update the writing module as well in the course, guys, because my expectations have increased. Because I've seen so many students get high scores. I want everybody to get high writing scores. So I just added a bunch of information in there, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so Harmon, do you have any last questions or any last word of advice for our listeners?
One tip I think has worked for me and I would like to share with the fellow members of this podcast is the enjoy the process. I would have never thought. I mean, this is a language test and this is what you grade it on. Mm-hmm. But behind the language, there is a process. There's ideas. You got to be knowing about those topic things.
Yeah.
And doing that while practicing, I've been becoming more self-aware about the topics to which I never thought I would think about it, you know.
That's awesome.
What's the importance of a library in your country or in your area you're living in? You know, talk about random topics that kind of make me think, like climate change, you know, whatever. You
That's go awesome.
Out and research that, and it's also making you a better person, I guess, or maybe a more knowledgeable person in general.
I think it's
a very helpful process. I'm enjoying it, you know, whatever score I get, but the process has been great so far.
That's fantastic. What is that idiom we have? It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
but that is a lot of it, right? It's like part of the fun of going on vacation or traveling or doing something big is the preparation process. Like it's like the research and the expectation and all that. And the same is true for IELTS, guys. It does take work. Yes, of course it does. A lot is riding on this exam, right? Like big goals require a lot of work, but it doesn't have to be suffering. Like it doesn't have to be this terrible like weight on your back. You can enjoy it. It's an English test. Read, listen, like just take in the English that you enjoy, guys. All right, awesome. Harmon, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And stay in touch. You know, let me know your scores when you get them, okay?
Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right, Harmon, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.